Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Government appeals to all party leaders to allow Parliament to function smoothly, decides to take up debate on election reforms on the 9th of this month after all party meeting. Lok Sabha faces repeated disruptions on electoral roll revision issue. Centre assures Sanchar Sathi is not a surveillance app but enables citizens to secure themselves through transparent and easy-to-use tools. Fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam begins in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says vibrant program deepens spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. India and Russia likely to sign several key agreements during Russian President Vladimir Putin's New Delhi visit from Thursday. And death toll in cyclone hit Sri Lanka crosses over 460. India intensifies humanitarian assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. The government today appealed to all party leaders to allow Parliament to function smoothly. Briefing media at the Parliament House today, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on the 8th of this month and on electoral reforms on the 9th of December. He said the decision was taken after all party meeting.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held today in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly and everyone should get an opportunity to speak.
Early in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day over the issue of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till tomorrow after completing its scheduled business. The Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day following the opposition's demand for discussion on the SIR issue. When the lower house met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition continued with the protest, leading to adjournment of the house for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the house assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reiterated that the government is ready for discussion related to further electoral reforms. Later, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 was passed in the Parliament, with the Rajya Sabha discussing and returning it to the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. It will replace the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Ordinance 2025, which will be promulgated in October this year. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nithyananda Rai has said government has decided to conduct census in 2027 and it will be held in two phases. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Rai said, in the first phase, house listing and housing census will be conducted from April to September next year, followed by second phase. He said population enumeration will be done in February 2027 with reference date of 1st of March 2027 except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where it will be done in September 2026 with the reference date of 1st October 2026. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reaffirmed that the 5th of this month remains the final date for uploading WAF property details on the Umeed portal. In a social media post, the minister noted that the Supreme Court has refused the plea to extend the deadline. Mr. Rijiju acknowledged that he has received several requests from WAF boards and other stakeholders seeking an extension. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya today clarified that the Sanchar Sathi is not a surveillance app but enables citizens to secure themselves through transparent and easy-to-use tools. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya said, Sanchar Sathi is both an app and a portal that is completely democratic and fully voluntary. He said digital security of every citizen of the country is government's topmost priority. Earlier, speaking to reporters outside Parliament, Union Minister noted that users can activate the app at the convenience to access its benefits and they may deactivate or delete it from the devices at any time.
ये कस्टमर प्रोटेक्शन की बात है.
दिस इज अबाउट कस्टमर प्रोटेक्शन. इफ यू वांट टू डिलीट इट यू मे डिलीट इट. नथिंग इज मैंडेटरी. इफ यू डोंट वांट टू रजिस्टर यू डोंट हैव टू. इट विल बिकम एक्टिव ओनली व्हेन यू रजिस्टर. इफ यू डोंट रजिस्टर इट विल रिमेन इनएक्टिव. देयर वर सेवरल सर्विसेज पीपल रिसीव्ड थ्रू द संचार सारथी पोर्टल एंड द संचार ऐप इन द पास्ट 2 इयर्स.
कितनी सुविधा जनता को मिली है.
The Minister of Communications in a statement informed that with the help of this app, 26 lakh mobile phones have been traced, of which 7 lakh 23,000 phones have been returned to citizens. Meanwhile, about 40 lakh fraudulent mobile connections reported by citizens have been disconnected. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, recorded 231 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions in November, marking an 8.47% increase during the same period last year. The Minister of Electronics and IT highlighted that this is indicative of the growing usage of Aadhaar as well as the growth of the digital economy in the country. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The fourth edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam began with a grand opening ceremony at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath jointly inaugurated the event. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi initiated the first edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam in 2022 with a vision to build a cultural bridge between North and South India. He said India's multilingual nature is a strength and this event has become a public movement.
There is a century-old bondage between these two parts of Indian civilization. If you go to any temple of Tamil Nadu, you will find many Kasi Vishwanath Vigraha. Centuries ago, pilgrimage has started from both sides. This is the uniqueness of our civilization. This is the uniqueness of our diversity. Diversity is our strength, friends.
Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath described the event as a grand conference of language, culture and traditions, reinforcing the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. On the occasion, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, inaugurated an exhibition by the Central Bureau of Communications at Namo Ghat. Meanwhile, Indian Railways is operating 7 special trains between Kanyakumari, Chennai, Coimbatore and Varanasi to facilitate large-scale participation in the Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0. The Minister of Railways said that these trains are ensuring seamless travel, comfortable long-distance connectivity and timely arrivals for participants attending the multi-day cultural immersion program. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO conducted a successful high-speed rocket sled test of a fighter aircraft escape system at controlled velocity in Chandigarh today. The Ministry of Defence highlighted that the complex dynamic test placed India in an elite club of nations with advanced in-house escape system testing capability. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented Indian Air Force, DRDO and industry on the successful test. He described it as a significant milestone for India's indigenous defence capability towards self-reliance. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, today said that aggressive posturing and immediate action of deployment of the carrier battle group during Operation Sindoor forced Pakistan Navy to remain close to the ports and the Makran coast. In his annual press conference, Mr. Tripathi asserted that Operation Sindoor is still in progress and it reaffirmed India's commitment readiness and its deterrence potential. He added that first set of 4 Rafael to be received by the Indian Navy is expected by 2029 and the indigenous nuclear ballistic submarine INS Aridaman would also be commissioned very soon. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a 2-day state visit to India from Thursday to take part in the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. According to an official in External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Cooperation in defence, energy and space have been very significant between India and Russia. Meanwhile, addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi, spokesperson for President of Russia, Dmitry Peskov, today said that procurement of S-400s and Su-57 are high on the agenda of the Russian president's visit. The Kremlin spokesperson stated that they are jointly looking for possibilities to increase imports from India to Russia.
We have managed to ensure the growth of our trade volume for more than $63 billion. That's overall trade volume. It's quite significant, but the potential is much more higher. And we do hope that before 2030, we'll be able to reach a horizon of $100 billion.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his wishes on the commencement of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The vibrant program deepens the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat." The Prime Minister also wished the citizens to have a memorable stay in Kashi during the program. Sri Lanka is battling widespread devastation in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa as the death toll climbed to 465, while 366 people are still missing and over 1.55 million people remain affected across all 25 districts. Amid the mounting crisis, India has further intensified humanitarian assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. We have more from a correspondent.
Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, the Indian Air Force helicopter IFC-1875 delivered 2,000 kilos of aid to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people from Irungavatta, while another mission flew 24 passengers, including a foreign nationals, from Kotmale to Colombo. IFC-1885 airlifted more supplies and troops to Paramadulla. A C-17 aircraft has also arrived in Colombo, carrying a field hospital and 70 medical personnel soon to be deployed in Mahianganaya after the local hospital there was devastated. Meanwhile, High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, inspected NDRF operations in Sedavattan, where teams continue door-to-door evacuations in areas submerged under 6 to 8 feet of water. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
India has rejected the statement made by Pakistan claiming denial of airspace, calling it yet another attempt to spread anti-India misinformation. Responding to media queries on overflight clearance, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "The request for overflight clearance for a Pakistani aircraft transporting humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka was received by the High Commission of India in Islamabad at approximately 1300 hours yesterday." He said, given the urgency of the humanitarian mission, the government processed the request promptly and granted overflight permission and approved the proposed itinerary at 1730 hours on the same day. Mr. Jaiswal reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting the people of Sri Lanka during these difficult times through all available means. Members of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI staged a protest outside the Islamabad High Court in Pakistan today amid growing concerns over the health of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan. They raised slogans demanding justice and political reforms. Meanwhile, one of the sisters of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI chief was today allowed to meet the jail leader at Rawalpindi's Adiyala jail. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cool wave conditions over Punjab and central Maharashtra for the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has informed that Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to receive heavy rainfall tomorrow. IMD has directed a total suspension of fishing operations over southwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal and along and off Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, south coastal Andhra Pradesh and north Sri Lanka coast till tomorrow morning. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended more than 0.5% down today. The Sensex fell 504 points to close at 85,138, while the Nifty dipped 144 points to settle at 26,032. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government appeals to all party leaders to allow Parliament to function smoothly, decides to take up debate on election reforms on the 9th of this month after all-party meeting. Lok Sabha faces repeated disruptions on electoral roll revision issue. Centre assures Sanchar Sathi is not a surveillance app, but enables citizens to secure themselves through transparent and easy-to-use tools. Fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam begins at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, vibrant program deepens spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. India and Russia likely to sign several key agreements during Russian President Vladimir Putin's New Delhi visit from Thursday. And death toll in cyclone hit Sri Lanka crosses over 460. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.